Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You hear this song, Hugh. This one's for you.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Not attacked. Just when you roll out conspiracy theories, we react. And so do the Eagles. We're going to get to that. Nick Sirianni, what he had to say about Hugh Douglas's speculation that Kevin Petullo was not calling plays in the second half. That's coming up in a few minutes. First, though, we welcome in Devin Caney. Devin, how we doing?
Dev.
I'm doing well, guys. I'm still, you know, working to get over that amazing Eagles win.
Wasn't it
fantastic? I can't believe that they won that game.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. Like, if you had told me that they won that game in the first half, I would have thought you were insane.
But, yeah, I tell you what I thought happened, Dev?
What's that? Is this conspiracy theory, Douglas, again?
Yes.
Okay.
Tinfoil hat Hugh is around.
I'm putting on my tinfoil hat. Let's hear it.
So this is what happened.
Oh boy.
They walked it. You know, they were getting ready for halftime, right? And the fans were booing. They were booing loud. And they were boisterous. And they walked into the locker room. And Nick Sirianni looked at Kevin Petullo, and he said, slapped him, said,
oh, get the hell out of here.
Get your stuff together.
He slapped him.
Slapped him across the lips.
Like Will Smith, Chris Rock style.
Just wow! The hell you doing? And slapped him. And then Kevin Petullo grabbed his face.
Come on, big guy.
He said, I'm sorry, coach. I'll do better. And coach said, it's too late for that. BS. Taking over. Today. You'll get your job back, but not today. Because we're in the throes of losing this game, and I need to take over the reins. And he took over the reins.
So Coach Sirianni took over the reins?
Yeah, I think Jalen actually took it over. But the story, like when you recklessly speculate, the story kind of changes on the day to day basis.
So the slap happened before Jalen fumbled to give the Rams a touchdown to start the second half.
Yeah, because yesterday it happened after he fumbled.
I'm just trying to follow.
Well, you got to run that track back from yesterday because I forgot.
Okay.
But it was a slap. Somebody got slapped. Somebody got slapped.
And then everything changed, of
and
course, in the second half.
I mean,
because every now and then you have to slap people to get them to get right.
I don't know if it was a slap, but whatever happened, there was certainly a change. And it's funny that it came in the same week that Vic Fangio gets up on the podium and says halftime adjustments aren't real.
Yes.
And yes, you know, halftime is a very short amount of time and it's hard to believe, but like, whatever happened, whether it was a slap or metaphorical slap or someone got up and talked to the team, it worked.
See,
and
that's what I'm talking about. See, because I've been a part of these halftime adjustments. You go in and say, hey, man, we're in a good spot. Hey, we need to adjust the linebacker moves here. It's not a whole lot that changes. That was a wholesale change in the offensive line. Like,
it was different. Well, that plus Fred Johnson. Fred Johnson going in literally changed the game. Honestly, I don't know why they didn't put him in. Maybe they thought he hadn't had enough time to like learn the offense or something, but he really made a positive difference.
And let me be clear. When I say the game plan changed, I don't mean that they took a whole new game plan, right? It's just that whatever menu of plays that they had that they were trying to work, they scrapped those.
But didn't they have to because the score and the time?
Well, they scrapped those, and they went with another set of plays that were on the same menu. They went with, I guess, the Plan B menu or whatever, okay. the more meaty side of the menu or whatever you would say. Well, but it's the same. But it was stuff that they were familiar with.
I hope they stick with the Plan B menu, the meatier side of the menu, as you like to put it, Hugh.
The meatier side.
Well, to start the game on Sunday and moving forward, because it clearly works.
So that's what we were discussing. Let's start there, and then we'll get to Sirianni's response to Hugh Douglas's conspiracy claim yesterday. Devin, we were talking today about should they become more of a pass-first team. Now, for the last year, they've been a run-first team. Maybe last year the most run-first team of anyone in the NFL, and they won the Super Bowl. They have an identity. Mm. And are we ready to fully scrap that after what we saw on Sunday because of how great it looks? Where are you? Sunday in Tampa, which we'll get to the weather. It's going to be hot with you down there. Should they come out and be a pass-first team?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying they should become, like, that should become their whole identity. But I think, you know, what we saw in the second half against the Rams is when you open up the pass and you start throwing the ball downfield because you have receivers like A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and tight end Dallas Goedert, it opens up the run, right? We saw, the same play over and over again throughout the first half. Saquon Barkley just run up the middle, getting stuffed, getting nowhere, or like a screen pass to the side and no yards gained. And it was like the Sisyphus, like rolling a rock up the hill and getting nowhere.
We don't get too many of those analogies on this station.
No, we usually don't. I like that, though.
It was so frustrating. So I think the pass, like, it opens it up for everyone, and I think that's how they can get a more balanced offense. So if that means you become a pass heavy or a pass first offense, then sure, I'll take it.
The other thing with that, Devin, regardless of where people come down, a pass first, run first balance, the one thing that was frustrating us all is these draws they've been doing on like 3rd and 10. Like, just let Jalen throw the ball. It's 3rd and 10. You have AJ, you have Devontae. It feels like it's just a give-up play, and then we punt the football. That makes no sense.
None of it made by the end of the first half, guys, I know that everyone was kind of feeling this, but it was not just, like, the worst half of offensive football I've seen the Eagles play in, like, recent memory, not even, like, the last few seasons. I saw someone compare it to, like, 2015 Chip Kelly Eagles offense.
Oh, goodness.
That's how frustrating
it
was. And you look up at the board at the link, and it's like, total passing yards the Eagles offense had, it was a -2 going into halftime. I just don't understand the logic, you know, going a full two quarters that way, you know, with whoever was calling plays. We can debate it, you know, all day. But the logic and thinking, like, this time it'll work when you're just running the same plays that aren't getting anywhere. Yeah. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, and a lot of times when you run draw plays, it's to get the linebackers, it's to freeze the linebackers because you've been throwing the ball so well. Because their primary job, especially when you're in shotgun, they got to play the pass. They got to get in the coverage. And when you're not throwing the football, you're banging a head against the wall trying to run the draw because nobody's biting on the pass fake. Nobody's biting on that. They're playing the run because you're not throwing the football. That's where I feel like they need to throw it more, Joe, is because when you say, for instance, when I played, we play the Indianapolis Colts. You always had to respect that play action with Edgerrin James back there because Edgerrin James, the way that they ran, everything came off of that play action look. And when you run that, you freeze the linebackers, and they have to recognize in a split second whether it's run or pass for real because, you know, Peyton will pull it out and he'll dump it off to Marvin Harrison. We don't do that. We run the draw. We get in the shotgun and run the draw. You ain't fooling nobody.
What's
Saquon
a give-up
Barkley
play?
Getting the ball.
Yeah, it feels like they didn't trust Jalen until they had to. And I think, regardless if they should throw it a lot or not, Jalen's earned the trust. Like, it's third down. Let Jalen Hurts throw. Especially, like you said, they have AJ and Devontae, and it's like we forgot how good those guys could be until we had to use them.
Yeah, and even when you saw him, you know, get the ball downfield to AJ Moore in the second half, I forgot how great AJ is after the catch, too. Like, you think that the play is done, and no, he just can power through those guys. And I felt like he was also kind of, like, running angry because he was, you know, yes, I'm finally getting the ball. This is what happens
about
when
time.
You get me the ball. I'm AJ Brown. So, yeah, I mean, the logic behind it doesn't make sense. I hope that they, you know, take what what they did in the second half of Sunday's game against the Rams and run with that, because that should be what the offense looks like throughout an entire game. And I know it was up tempo and that can be hard, but like maybe do that in the first half and then you can run the conservative offense once you have a nice lead on a team. Then you can, you know, do the draws on third down and try to play it safe. But when you're playing behind, that's just not the answer, in my opinion.
Did you have a moment as you were on the sideline where you kind of felt the game was teetering? Because they go down 26-7, right? Jalen fumbles, easy touchdown for the Rams, and it's like, oh boy, this is a disaster. Then they come back and they score on the next drive, but it was still 26-14. They're still down two scores.
Yeah.
Was it the block field goal, the next touchdown? Did you have a moment you're like, maybe they're going to do this?
Yes. So they came out of halftime, and like halftime really does go by quick. I ran in to just like get some water and like refresh myself, and I remember thinking as I'm walking into the tunnel, like, I guess there's a way that the Eagles could, you know, make halftime adjustments and come out and win this. Because, like, delusional Eagles fan, you know, that's sure. what I'm saying to myself. And then I have, like, an evil voice in the back of my mind that's like, no, what are you talking about? Did you see the first half? They come out, and then their first offensive drive looked like more of the same.
Yeah, Jalen fumbled, he got hit and fumbled.
Right.
Yeah.
Things were pretty tight on the sidelines, and it was pretty quiet the first half. But when that happened, it was like, ooh, okay, this is not good. And then it was, you know, after they came out and they started throwing the ball downfield and they scored, like, that's really when I was like, okay, you know, they're still down, but they can do this. They can do this. If they keep running this style offense, you know, where they're actually throwing the ball downfield, getting the ball to AJ, getting the ball to Devontae, this is how they can come back and win this game. So that, like, I'd say pretty early on in the third quarter, halfway through the third quarter is when I started be more hopeful.
There was a silver lining when Jalen fumbled and they scored, because it happened so quick. There was still a lot of time to go. Like, there was like 13 minutes left in the third quarter. So it was like, they're down three scores, but there's a lot of time left in this game. Now, if you had asked me then, I would have said they're not winning this game, but at least there was time. And then they went crazy. Perhaps a lot of it was because Hugh Douglas' conspiracy theory was true and they changed the play caller here. So
somebody got slapped.
Well, that's what you say. All right, so yesterday Nick Sirianni was asked this in his Monday press conference. Elliot Shore Parks, he had to ask the question. He did. Here is Nick Sirianni's response. And if you're watching on YouTube, you will be able to see his face when asked if Kevin Petullo was still calling the plays yesterday or in the second half on Sunday. Here is Sirianni asked the question yesterday afternoon.
We'll go to Elliot and then Ed.
Hey, Nick, there's been some speculation that
Oh, no. All right, we'll pull that back up. Maybe, Kyle, you could grab the audio of it, okay, and we'll play it just over there. We wanted to give you Sirianni's face there. I mean, perhaps that is perhaps that's the Eagles jumping in and not allowing technology. did you see his face?
I did.
How would you describe it? Because I would describe it as, are you kidding me? Like, asking, like, is that really being speculated? I don't think he knew until the question was asked.
I agree.
Okay,
I agree.
Let's hear how it sounded. Yep.
There's been some speculation that yesterday in the second half, Jalen was calling the plays and Kevin Petullo maybe wasn't as involved as he normally is. I was wondering if you could clarify if there was any truth to that. And then secondly, what have you seen from their working relationship this year as they get more games under their belt together?
Yeah, Kevin called the plays yesterday in that second half. Jalen, but make no mistake about it, like, Jalen does a great job of communicating. Jalen sees the field really, really, really well. He can come back and tell you what happened without even looking at the picture. And then you look at the picture, like, yeah, that's exactly what happened. Jalen has a great feel for how that's going. And so there's communication, right? There's talk through it, you know, everything like that, you know. But yeah, Kevin called the plays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching in
inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Game, set, match.
He answered, Jay called the plays.
He said, this is where.
This is you living your truth.
Wait a minute.
What
no.
are you talking what, about? What did he say? He said, Kevin called the plays.
He said,
and he pursed his lips like he was annoyed at
said,
you.
He said, this Game is what I heard. Y'all need to read between the lines. He said Kevin called the plays, but Jalen changed them because he saw something different.
That's not what he said.
That's like quite literally not what he said.
Y'all need to listen to what's being said.
I'm going
to
pull up the
like, I have a third eye and you don't.
Let's play it again, and let's wait till we hear Jalen change the plays. Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
There's been some speculation that yesterday in the second half, Jalen was calling the plays and Kevin Petullo maybe wasn't as involved as he normally is. I was wondering if you could clarify if there was any truth to that. And then secondly, what have you seen from their working relationship this year as they get more games under their belt together?
Yeah, Kevin called the plays yesterday in that second half. Jalen, but make no mistake about it, like Jalen does a great job.
That was it, right there.
What are you talking about?
He said, make no mistake about it. Jalen does a great job of seeing the fit. That's it, right there.
Hold on. That's not what you said. He said. You said Jalen changed the place.
See, first of all,
you are twisting the truth.
This is Spin Doctor Sus right here.
No,
this is outrageous.
Allow me to speak, please. First of all, you have to read between the lines.
Oh my goodness.
This is why I have a third eye. And this is what you need to start listening to.
No,
he said Jalen. When he said Jalen does a good job of seeing the field, why do you think he put that in there? Because Jalen saw the field. Kevin Petullo don't see the field.
Because he's communicating with the play caller, and they're changing what they're doing.
And Jalen's changing it. Jalen called the plays, dog.
Wow. There's no shot.
That's the story. Okay, so why did it look so different?
Because they were down three scores. They had a throw. Because
Jalen said, you know what? He said, hold my beer. I got this.
You are impressive with how you twist
it. It was a totally different offense. So
see, Dad believes me.
I'm not saying I think someone was slapped. But there was clearly a change.
Slapping might be a little strong.
It wasn't the tempo in which they were playing.
Slapping might be a little strong.
At least there's one professional in the room here.
The slapping might, okay.
You've gone so far past that.
You were on the sideline. Did you see somebody else calling plays? Or did you see Kevin Petullo calling plays?
I did not see anyone else calling plays, but like
there's a
game set match, Douglas.
Game set match.
That's true. I don't know.
Just because you have a menu don't mean you cannot call. Everybody got on. Thank you, Deb. Mm-hmm. You see?
Kevin, they all have headsets on. They're all talking to each other.
He was reading a Chili's menu out loud on the headset.
He was.
To Jalen. Okay.
Jalen said, I'm not running that.
Okay.
He was shaking him off. Nah, he ain't running that. Didn't Duran do somebody like that? Who didn't he shake somebody up?
Yeah,
okay.
But that's normal.
I'm just saying,
that's
is it?
A,
no.
That's a pitcher.
Also, like a quarterback making a check or an audible after the play call comes in is one thing. That's been happening for years.
You know what this is?
If that's what you're saying, you're not breaking any news.
This is moving.
But if you're saying that he took over play calling,
it was a different game plan. He said somebody got slapped. I'm going back to that.
You're off your wheelchair, buddy.
He said. I got this.
But didn't it have to be a different game plan because the game dictated
that? Well, okay.
When you're down three scores with so much time to go, you can't run anymore.
Well, okay. Well, let's go to the first play of the second half, shall we? When he got sacked, he was like, forget this.
But it was a throw.
He was like, forget it. I'm running my own stuff.
Okay.
We're going live. He had his Bill O'Reilly moment.
Oh, we're going. Bleep it. We're going live.
All
right, you've lost it.
You're poisoning the minds of this fan base. You know what? Most sickening part is how many people were like, Cook
part.
Douglas! He's right!
Because they see the third eye shining.
No, you know what I'm
gonna
do?
They see it!
I'm going to pull up some
of
the comments.
We're like-minded.
Hold on. I'm pulling up some of the comments on Hugh yesterday, his conspiracy theory. People were so with you. I mean, this was off the charts. We all know Jalen took over, was calling the plays. Facts, read my mind. Jalen took over at the end to rack up that amount of points that fast.
Oh, my God. Dude.
AJ ran routes longer than 10 yards. That's all the proof I need.
That's right.
This is, I mean, Hugh, you really have done something here.
Because I have vision. Yeah. I keep trying to tell y'all. Y'all
well,
need to listen
know.
To me.
Obviously, I'm not taking credit away from your conspiracy theory, conspiracy.
No,
Douglas,
you can do that.
But I
also
know,
we do that every day to him.
Like the television broadcast showed that clip that has been circulating of Jalen talking to, or I guess like animatedly yelling
at Kevin Petullo.
At Kevin Petullo.
He was like, "What the hell are you
but
doing?"
But the thing is, like, I didn't see that and immediately take like, "Oh, Jalen Hurts is calling the plays."
Yeah, that was also when they were. It was 26-21, so the offense had already made it like significant.
Right.
Like people are using that as the moment that Jalen benched Kevin Petullo and took over play calling.
Right.
They had already scored 2 touchdowns in the quarter since then.
Yeah, I didn't take that from that clip, but it seems like that clip,
that's the clip
plus
that,
your conspiracy, yeah. like people are, you know, yeah. pretty convinced yeah. that Jalen Hurts is
it
now
fits
the new offensive coordinator.
It kind of fits the narrative.
We do have a poll up. Who do you believe when it comes to who was calling the plays in the second half Sunday, Hugh Douglas or Nick Sirianni? You're losing. But
surprising
nice.
L, by yeah. the way. Yeah. I thought with the amount of insanity going around yesterday that this would be way more in Hugh's favor.
I got a couple more hours.
And Hugh was also planning on throwing a parade when he quote unquote won this poll. And you're losing.
I got a couple
so
more hours. Okay. How much am I losing by? It must not be
not
that much.
It's not much.
See, that's what I'm saying. I got a couple hours.
It's
people listen
tight.
To me.
Nope.
I know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
I have a third eye.
We should hope you're wrong on this.
Why?
It's a bad sign.
Yeah, it's not a bad sign.
No. This would be a disaster.
Let's go. It's not.
Time out. Let's go off of Hugh's theory. It's great they won the game Sunday and it worked out. But if we have to take play calling away from our new coordinator 2.5 games in, that doesn't make me feel great about Kevin
Petullo.
That's not good. I'm not
saying take away play calling.
Well,
I'm not saying that.
What? You said who called the plays?
No, I said he called him because he needed a respite. Because he was not.
If that's true, they emasculated him in front of the team.
They didn't slap him in front of everybody. They slapped him behind closed doors.
Okay.
Because you can't let him call the plays after you slapped
imagine
him.
Imagine being Petullo driving around today. Like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
What I think.
He's going to probably look at me.
I'm waiting for you to get a text.
No.
Buddy.
Oh, yeah.
The next time he sees me, probably say, Hugh, you're an idiot. That's okay. But I believe this wholeheartedly. And like I said, when I started this. This is reckless speculation. Recklessly.
You are one of those conspiracy people.
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's totally reckless.
Yes, I am. But how else can you explain this?
They were down 3 scores.
I
think there was a metaphorical slap because even like Zach Bond, to me, post-game, and a lot of the guys like Saquon, AJ said, you know, when asked, of course, like what happened, what changed at halftime, they're not going to fully tell you because I don't know. I truly don't know how, you know, the offense just completely flipped a switch and turned it on in the third quarter. But they said, you know, we changed our mindset and our mentality and like leaders of the team got up and I think, you know,
metaphorically yelled
at the team and said, you know, guys, this isn't who we are. That being said, like, I think the takeaway biggest worry of mine is like whoever was calling the plays in the first half. I just want to know the logic behind continuing to do it through 2 full quarters of football, and how do we make sure that doesn't ever happen again? Because that was not fun to watch.
It was too conservative, and it felt like they didn't trust their quarterback. And then if that was what it was, they had no choice but to trust him in the second half. Just trust him earlier. Like it shouldn't be as feels like they've made offense too complicated the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, because you're trying to. I think you're working against. You know how teams are going to attack you. You want to make sure that that's what they're going to do, and you want to build this dynasty instead of just going out there and play. Let it fly, man. This team is too good. They showed that Sunday that they're one of the best, if not the best team in the NFL. Definitely the best team in the NFC, in my opinion. It's going to – like, that game – like, I'm not looking ahead, but I cannot wait to see that Detroit game. When Detroit, because that's going to be a physical confrontation.
Well, they get Packers and Lions in back-to-back in like a Sunday night.
Yeah, that's going to be, and I'm not looking ahead because there's still a lot of football left to play. But a lot happened the other day, and I'm not sitting here recklessly speculating, trying to take Kevin Petullo's job. That's not what I'm doing.
Well, we were not giving it to you.
Let me be clear, because there was a lot of people talking about he needs to be fired. No, he doesn't need to be fired. This is a learning moment. This is a learning experience for him.
Yeah.
First year, he's called plays. And I think in that moment, he probably was a little bit overwhelmed with what was happening. And he was reluctant to get out of the mode that he was in. I don't think it's going to happen again.
I got to say,
really
this is chestnut checkers by you.
What are you talking about?
You've now flipped it from a conspiracy theory to it's a learning experience.
No,
you created this whole thing in your head.
First of all.
From conspiracy theory to I don't want to recklessly speculate.
It's a lesson.
I am
it's
not recklessly speculating. Well, I am.
You absolutely are.
But I'm also being, I am also being, this is a teaching moment.
For
this
who?
Is not, see, this
should
is,
be
this
a teaching
is,
moment for you.
No, I my
You're
third eye is working overtime
Kevin
right
Petullo,
now.
Kevin Petullo, whoever's calling plays.
He grows from this.
Right.
I was that never, I have never once, Devin, called for his job. I've
well,
never
He's only
once,
been here 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you
but
know
if
how
the quarterback
you have,
is taking play calling from him, what's the point of
am
him?
Am I allowed to finish?
Well,
no.
Because you're saying the same thing over and over again.
Have you ever seen Aliens, the second one? Remember when dude was driving the car and he was taking command of everything and the lady had to take over for a minute. He was still in command, but not in that moment because it was just too much for him. Kind of the same thing. Kind of the same thing.
It's not
just
really,
that you don't understand because you don't have the vision that I do.
Is that it?
See, that's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem.
No, no. And I'm vibrating on a higher frequency.
Every
right
day,
now.
Dev. See, this is what I get every day. I try to uplift them and raise their level every day. They don't want to hear what I got to say every day.
Yeah,
I come
I can
in
tell.
Here every
I can
day.
See that.
Yeah. You know, and I try to get them right.
No, no, no.
They don't want to get
no, because
right.
You preface this by saying I'm recklessly speculating, and then you push back
right.
on every time we tell you that
but
it's insane.
Right. But
you don't know you're
some,
right.
Okay, so what happened? What happened, Mr.
They
Smarty
down,
Pants?
They were down in the game.
What happened, Smarty Pants?
Wait, how many times? Well, if you would let me explain.
Okay, the floor is yours.
They were down, Hugh, by 19 points in the game. What do
and
NFL teams
do? And Jalen said, hold my beer. Yeah. That's what he said.
What else would they do down 19? They have to throw.
I mean, that is true.
Oh, then that's the whole point.
No, but they changed the play call.
Oh,
they
okay.
said Jalen
okay.
took
okay. All right, that's right. enough. All right, last good thing, point. Devin, yeah, before we say goodbye. Mm-hmm. Eagles, Bucks Sunday. What's your first thought?
It's going to be hot.
Besides, it's going to be hot.
So as soon as the schedule came out, I had this game circled as my most dreaded game of the season for two reasons. One, I hate the heat, and I'm going to be very sweaty on the sideline.
You're
going to
have an afro.
And two, the Bucks and Todd Bowles, whatever the reason, it's like a house of horrors for the Eagles and Jalen Hurts whenever they go down there. I hope that this is the game that, you know, it's their get-right game against the Bucks, and that, you know, once again, they can, you know, prove people wrong. And it almost feels like the more everyone expects the Eagles to lose, the more they come out and prove them wrong.
Yep.
So it feels like a good spot to get a win over Tampa Bay here. But I think, look, Mike Evans, I don't think we've gotten an official ruling on if he'll be in the game. If he's out, obviously, that's massive for the Eagles. Hassan Reddick facing an old friend.
Oh, yeah. Our first time facing him, I think, since mm-hmm. the trade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Oh,
he
he's playing well.
Yeah.
He's playing well.
Or he's going to probably be trying to be a game wrecker.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll see how it plays out. I think it's this Eagles team is so resilient that the more people doubt them, which it feels like they do have a lot of doubt around them going into this game, the more it seems they tend to win. So hopefully it ends in another win for the Birds.
We'll they owe the Bucks because the Bucks have had their number.
They certainly do.
And it's going to be a fun one. Devin, appreciate you hopping on and entertaining all of the foolishness that happens on this show.
Oh, the entertaining was all Hugh, so thank you guys.
Appreciate it. There she goes, Devin Caney. We'll get back to all your phone calls coming up. Sirianni's conversation as well with the morning show in case you missed it. And the Eagles have broken yet another player as well. We'll let you hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan, area, limitation, and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.